Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 212. Lando lives in Bioshock's Cloud City. This is the show recorded on the 15th of August, 2010. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Adam still isn't here yet because his internet in his new house doesn't work. I feel very well.
Yeah, we're not sure when Adam will be back.
When he has internet.
Well, we're not sure when that'll be, do we?
Well, I suppose not. Maybe if he got off his backside and, like, ordered it, he'd have it by now. Or, you know, ordered
sure
it before
ordered
he
it.
Moved in. He probably didn't.
Place is quite funny, though. Internet.
Yeah, this is the joy with being in the UK, where internet isn't like a, you know, it's not just
it's
in
not
the
like
house
electricity.
Like electricity or water. You know, you have to, oh, it's really annoying.
It's because of all the different providers though, isn't it?
No, it's because it's a big hoo-ha and we need to centralise it and take it over and
hoo-ha.
Sort it out and put me in charge of it instead of that stupid woman who's apparently in charge of getting a million people online in this country. And what does she do? Nothing. All she does is be on the news websites, oh, we need to get people on the internet. And it's like, whoa, man. Maybe if you want to get people on the internet, you give everyone some Ethernet jacks in every fracking room in every house in the country.
Yep.
And you just plug in. IPv6, you know, the works.
Now for the news.
Anyway, first up in the news this week is Costume Quest.
Yes.
Apparently this is some sort of, this is by Double Fine.
Yep.
The people who made other games as well.
Yeah, so this has been made by Double Fine. It's their new title at the moment. So as they mentioned ages ago, they weren't doing another Brutal Legend game.
Oh, of course, Brutal Legend, that's what I know them for.
Yep, and Psychonauts. Not that you probably know Psychonauts, do you?
I know of it.
You know of it. So firstly, it's not a retail game. It's a Xbox Live Arcade title and PSN title. It's set to come out this autumn, and it's a third-person adventure game.
So it's basically Diablo 2?
No. But saying that, it's not this autumn.
Which autumn?
Wait.
Surely autumn refers to this autumn.
Yeah, okay, sorry, I'm getting way confused. That's pretty confusing. Right. So it's an adventure role-playing game. Like you say, like Diablo, but
but
probably
with cute characters
not so
and not in a scary place.
So it's set on Halloween in the evening, so Halloween night, and you're like these little kids. It looks kind of cute. So you're like a group of friends, you have to get rid of the neighbourhood monsters that are in the neighbourhood as it's Halloween. And you get powers from the little costumes you wear. So he's a knight and he's a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks quite cute.
It does look quite cute. It sounds like an interesting thing as well, like a sort of a non-serious role-playing
adventure.
See,
that's what it looks like when you do the actual
faffing about.
So that's them as kids, and that's them as actual things. So see, robot.
What do you mean, actual things?
So when they can use their abilities,
they turn into proper
so that's
people.
Him as a knight, and that's him as a robot.
All right, I don't really get
so
how the where the transition.
I'm
happens,
not sure where the transition happens either. But that's not the only game Double Fine are making. They've announced that part of their studio are making that. It's not actually being headed by Tim Schafer. He's, like, overlooking it, but he's not, like, main designer on it. It was started off by, I think it was a lead animator from Double Fine. But that looks really cute, so I recommend everyone check it out, because it's nice that we're getting a lot of cool XBLA games, because there's quite a few coming out that are, like, really good.
I suppose. There's also Sims Medieval, which has been announced.
Yep.
This is a Sims game set in medieval times.
Yep.
So, obviously, since Will Wright has left, they've put someone insane in charge of it.
So, this is not a Sims 3. This is a Sims Medieval, which is totally separate from it. It's coming out this...
It's coming out next year
in spring. And so, it's Sims in a medieval setting. But you're not playing as whoever you want, of course. It's like a hero kind of thing. So you can play as a king, or a knight, or a queen, or a blacksmith,
or a peasant with bubonic plague.
Sadly not.
See, this is the trouble with this game. You can play as all the people who are well off, and likely are, but 90% of the population, half of which have bubonic plague and flipping leprosy, you're not allowed to play as.
And of course, you won't see them like that either, I bet.
So, of course, once again, they're glorifying medieval times as being some sort of paradise on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
When, of course, most people would be dead by the age of five.
So what it is, you get given quests that you have to then perform. So it's kind of separate to... It's not like normal Sims games. I suppose, is that what the console games are like? I've never played the console Sims.
I don't think they're that far out there, surely. Yeah.
So it's maybe kind of more like My Sims kind of stuff, but with actual Sims.
Yeah, totally way more interesting. A new Bioshock game has been announced.
Yes.
I'm not going to call this Bioshock 3 because it's actually called Bioshock Infinite.
Yes.
And I actually think this looks kind of cool.
And it's a prequel to Bioshock.
Yeah. I'll explain it.
Okay.
It's set in 1912,
yep.
So you're not in Rapture. This is before Rapture was built. Instead, you're in a city in the sky.
Called Columbia.
Which is ran by Lando. Hey, it's Lando.
Not, it's not ran by Lando.
That's the title of the show. Lando lives in Bioshock. Maybe I should call it Lando Lives On, even though he's still alive.
So, the point of Columbia is it's like supposed to be... It was, because of course it's set in 1912, supposed to be a floating symbol of the American ideals at the time. As they were emerging as like a powerful kind of...
In 1912, get real.
Apparently. What would you say America was like in 1912?
Equivalent to Portugal today, if not even worse. No offence, people in Portugal or America, but let's face it, you weren't really a world power until, you know, the 1940s.
So you play... what's a Pinkerton agent?
Somebody who works for the... Pinko Laboratory, being an agent doing stuff.
Not sure.
I don't know.
Your name's Brooker DeWitt. And he
Dwayne
was...
Dibley? Oh my god, legend.
He was sent to the city.
Ooh, that's another alternative title. Dwayne Dibley, legend.
He's been sent there to rescue Elizabeth, who's a lady who's been in prison there since she was a child.
Oh yeah, the lofty ideals of the United States, where some woman's been imprisoned. When she was a child.
And he develops a relationship with her, and that augments his abilities, because I'm guessing she's got...
magic powers.
Magic kind of...
Also, once again, the woman with magic powers, a.k.a. the witch, is being hunted in the witch thing. Very lofty American ideals again.
So... Oh, cool. So they've claimed there will be combat indoors, like similar to Bioshock, but also amongst the clouds. I'm not sure if that means you'll be able to fall to your death.
Well, yeah, the trailer actually showed you falling outside of it, and then you were, like, rescued, and then you fell again, and so on and so on.
That was really nice.
Yeah, the trailer looked quite cool, actually. And I actually think, hopefully, we'll have some nice views.
Yeah.
As opposed to the dingy, boring Rapture.
Well, yeah, and it's set in the sky. But then that might mean that you just look out a window and you see some clouds.
No, work on the sky. The sky should have most of the detail.
Well, what if there's any nighttime stuff?
Yeah, nighttime stuff would be cool, because obviously Rapture, it doesn't fracking matter.
No, it could be day and night.
So yeah, this isn't coming out until next year.
2012, I thought.
Oh yeah, it's 2 years off still.
Which is a shame, because that's so far away.
Dead Rising 2, however,
has
moved forward. It's now coming out on Friday the 24th of September.
As opposed to the previous, I think it was October 1st?
Yeah, it was the following week.
It was coming out. And it's still coming out in North America and Japan on the 28th and the 30th. Which apparently they were originally coming out, and we were actually going to get it later than everyone else.
Yeah, the PC version is 28th of September.
Yes. And of course, there's two special editions, which you can pick up if you're in Europe, or if you're in America, you can pick up a special edition, so you can, you know, get something a little bit nicer. Not like the cool Dead Rising one with the mall map, but you know. A new Professor Layton has been announced for coming out over here now. So this was called in... America, Professor Layton and the Unwound Future, I believe. But over here it's being called Professor Layton and the Lost Future. So this is the third Professor Layton game to come out over here. It's coming out 22nd of October at the moment. In Europe. I believe it's probably maybe out in America or coming out very soon.
Yeah, once again, this will no doubt be spectacularly successful.
Yeah, it will be. I have actually had a play of it because I had a play of it back at that Nintendo event. I must say the puzzles aren't as good worded wise. That was really bad speaking.
And neither is GamerCast.
they weren't very well worded in terms of puzzles, because the kind of puzzles you get in Professor Layton, they need to be very detailed, so you know what you could do, you have to do to get it right, and what you can't do, and like have limitations. But I thought it wasn't the best explained thing. But
yeah, it's not the best explained thing. What?
It will still sell really well, and I'm sure I will pick it up. I still haven't even played the second one, though, so I should finish the first one first.
Yeah, what's this Red Dead Redemption stuff?
So the next piece of DLC is officially out now?
Oh, yeah. This is the one with the stuff.
The Legends and Killers pack, which has new characters, map locations, and weapons.
Yeah, fun.
How much is that? 800 points.
800 points, a bit on the expensive side.
That is quite expensive. Considering in a couple of weeks, Dead Rising K-Zero comes out for 400 points.
Aye.
But yeah, so new piece of Red Dead DLC. Of course, on PSN and 360. On PSN, it's £9.99. I don't really need to explain more about that.
It's a bit more expensive on the PS3 than on the Xbox. That's often the case, though, I find, isn't it? Because the map packs for like Call of Duty was like a quid more.
Next up, so a little bit of Fallout New Vegas news. This won't matter to Paul, really.
Nothing important, really.
So they've announced some voice actors who are going to be in it. Have you seen that? Where has he gone?
Oh, Star Trek man is in it.
They've got Wolf in it.
Worf, not Wolf.
Wolf.
Commander Wolf.
I always say it wrong.
Worf.
Or I can't say it right. That's probably the thing. So they've announced a huge amount of people.
Yeah, it's got about a dozen.
So they've got
famous people in it, apparently.
They've got Ron Perlman.
Does it look like I give a damn?
I'm just going to say these people. Okay, so they've got Ron Perlman, who, as most people know, does Hellboy, and has done lots of previous other stuff as well. Matthew Perry, I'm not sure why, as in the Chandler from Friends.
Chandler, is he the cool one?
What?
No, Ross is the cool one.
He's the paleontologist. Chandler's the one who tries to be funny all the time by making jokes.
Uh-huh.
So they've got him doing it. I'm not sure who Wayne Newton is. Sorry. Wayne Newton, William Sadler, Zach Levy, who's a guy in Chuck, Felicia Day, who was the lady
Oh, for God's sake.
What?
Stupid woman, frack off.
Don't you like her?
No.
Do you know who she is?
Yes. She's a stupid, snotty person who's in too much stuff.
What do you mean, too much stuff?
The Guild and that other thing.
Dr. Horrible?
Yeah.
Oh, she seems
That's
right.
too much stuff.
She plays WoW. Chris Christopherson.
Hey, you forgot Michael Dorn.
Oh, fine, Michael Dorn. We already mentioned him.
Michael Dorn, a.k.a. Mr. Wolf from Gladiator.
Danny Trejo, who I know best from Dusk Till Dawn, and he's being in Machete and stuff like that. John Dorman? Dorman? Not sure who that is. René Aubergine. Oh, I can't say his name.
Aubergine.
A.K.A.
René Aubergine. Yeah, so does this matter? No. Does anyone care? No.
I was just announced saying it.
Oh, yeah, but you spent 5 minutes going through that list of names. Whoops, why don't I just delete everything? Yeah, so basically Bethesda are getting desperate and they're having to roll this stuff out.
Well, they spent lots of money on previous people as well.
Yeah, and it was bad. It really hurt Oblivion having Patrick Stewart and that guy who got killed in Lord of the Rings in it.
Did they have Sean Bean in it, was it?
Whoever, I don't know his name. The guy who got killed.
Did they have anyone special for... Well, they had Ron Perlman in Fallout 3, because he does the introduction.
Whatever, Bethesda, add live support to the PC version.
Okay.
You could get rid of all of those people, I'll do the voices for all of those characters for a fee of only £10,000, and then you can spend the money you've got left over on hiring one person for 10 minutes to add live support to the PC version.
Also, just as a mention as well, of course, because Fallout New Vegas is coming out October 22nd this year, Xbox 360, and America gets it 3 days beforehand. I'm sorry. I know you don't care about active people. Other people do.
No, nobody who listens to... Okay, anybody who gives a damn about any of those stupid actor people, please write in and tell us, because otherwise we will work and René Aubergine can be discarded. He's not indisposable.
Oh, okay. He doesn't do many voices in games.
He's finished Deep Space Nine now. We don't need him anymore.
Mm.
He's done.
Okay, so next up, Rising Star have announced they're releasing the two Harvest Moon games, which are only out in America at the moment, for coming out over here. So that's Harvest Moon Frantic Farming on the DS and Harvest Moon Hero Leaf Valley on the PSP, which is crazy because, you know, PSP is almost dead over here, really.
Apart from among the Nepalese population.
Yes. But yeah, so they've announced they're coming out, which is nice because the new Harvest Moon games are coming out over here. So that's that. Another Rising Star announcement as well. They've announced that they're releasing Deadly Premonition over here, which is an Xbox 360 game. It's a survival horror, and apparently it's going to be coming out this autumn. Wow, and it's only going to be $24.99
is a good price.
On the Xbox 360. It's quite nice. I think it was kind of... What's the word?
Scary.
Well, it had divided reviews, so...
Mixed.
Mixed reviews. So, people have said it was poop, or really good. Another thing coming out, or has been announced, adventure game called Lucius, would you say that?
Mm-hmm, Lucius.
Which,
or as I would pronounce it, Mr. Leprechaunus Leprechaune.
Okay. So it's a third-person mystery horror adventure title coming out on Windows next year, in the first quarter. It's being published by Lace Mamba Global, who did like So Blonde, and they're doing Grey Matter as well, coming up soon. And it's really weird because it's got a kid in it and it looks really, really weird. He's like the son of the devil.
The son of the devil. I didn't know the devil could have a son.
Yeah.
Unless he means Jeebus.
So he has to create accidents in quotey thingies to gain powers so he can make things look even more accidental.
Oh, that sounds cool. Cool.
So he does bad stuff. So he can control objects with his mind and... cause people to hurt themselves and stuff like that.
Whoopsie.
So that's kind of odd. But yeah, so that's it for the news pretty much. There's probably something I've missed off, I'm sure, but yeah.
Yeah, there is no letters this week.
Mm.
Once again.
Sadly.
I suppose I could read this out. Maybe not. Maybe not. No, I don't really have any suitable things to read out, to be honest. Because last week I had that rant to read out from some guy.
Oh, that weird...
That weird guy, yeah. But I don't really have anything this week. What a shame.
It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
Okay, so last week, everybody would have heard this. We had a couple of people try and guess, including Catherine.
Yep.
Adam guessed wrong. He said it was Harvest Moon. I don't know what the hell his problem is, but, So Catherine said it was Sonic 3. I actually had written down that it was Sonic and Knuckles, but that's close enough, really.
Well, it isn't Sonic 3.
Well, same game, isn't it?
Yep.
Really. So, yeah, Catherine gets a GZ for that.
Yay! Thank you. I love Sonic 3.
We had a couple of forum people try and guess what it is, but they were all like weird Sonic games, and I don't think any of them were right. I think someone said Sonic Spinball or something.
No, it's not Sonic Spinball.
I know. I did it, okay?
I know.
Yeah, so a few people try and guess. We had Mr. Smith try and guess. We had Jazz try and guess. And Jet Andre, they were all wrong. So you guys have failed. Adam, like I said, guessed Harvest Moon. This week we've got this. Any guesses?
No.
I think this is quite an easy one.
Is it? Is it Halo related? I'll say it's a Halo game. Any clues? Except for you wiggling your eyes about.
It is a game. You're quite right.
Cool.
What game it is, I don't know.
Oh. You don't even know yourself. Crazy.
No, someone sent it in. I hope they're right.
I'm just saying a Halo game.
Okay, Catherine thinks Halo. Any particular guess? Because you need to obviously make a specific Adam thinks it's Harvest Moon. Harvest Moon.
I don't know, maybe Halo 3?
Halo 3, you reckon?
Yeah. It sounds Halo-y.
Well, I suppose it does, but I mean, I always thought of Halo as being something more like this.
That's a Halo theme, isn't it? I wonder what the Reach soundtrack's going to be like.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what that Marty O'Donnell bloke comes up with. See, this is the music you need on when you're driving a warthog.
Yeah. Specifically when driving a warthog.
Yeah, that the thing that just played was Halo 1. So don't bother trying to guess what that is. But yeah, any guesses, letters can go to feedback at gamecast.net. And you can type in there, I think that name that game for 212 is, and then type your answer. And then maybe, if I can be bothered, I'll mention it. And if you win, I will definitely mention it. If you lose, I might mention it. Personally, I think Adam's going to be way wrong this week.
Pretty much like he's always wrong.
Yep. Maybe if he turned up, he might be right more often.
Yep.
So anyways, let's get back on with things. And let's talk a bit about...
new releases this week.
Kane and Lynch 2. Dog Days. This is coming out Friday.
Yep, so finally Kane and Lynch 2 is coming out. Because, of course, it was also brought forwards. We've mentioned it previously on the show. New Kane and Lynch game. They're as disgusting as ever. The multiplayer is cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
No, it is.
Okay.
It's got the cops and robber stuff still.
Oh, yeah.
The original had that, and then this one had it. That was the only thing that really made the original that good. But this one's cool. It looks really good. Sometimes a bit scarily good, like the environments at times, I thought.
Sometimes a bit overly grainy with all these annoying film effects.
Yeah, they did that on purpose though, of course. It's got the candid camera kind of film effect on
but
it.
But we don't always need it to the level it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's out Friday. We've also got a Wii game. This is the follow-on to We Sing, which is called We Sing Encore.
Yep, got lots of new songs.
You are not reading out that
No,
list
I'm not
of
reading
songs.
That out. You can get it with two microphones or with no microphones, of course, if you've already got the Logitech ones. It's got 40 songs... It's got at least 40 songs in it. You can have four people singing at once. So if you've got two mics from the original and you get this with two mics, then you can do that. You can have singing lessons in it to teach you how to sing in case you can't.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, lo, ti, wo, bo, bo, ti, wo.
So it's got loads of different modes in it, of course. Single player, multiplayer, party modes. Solo, karaoke, blah, blah,
can I just
blah,
say,
blah,
they've got some, I don't like, they on their, like, you know, feature list, they say they support HDTV.
Oh, yeah.
And widescreen. The Wii doesn't output in high definition, so I don't really know why they've got that, other than it will work on an HDTV. Only, of course, if your HDTV could display a normal picture, which obviously they all can, but, you know, they mention it like it's a feature of the game. No, it's a feature of your TV that it displays. They also say is it has widescreen support. La-di-da.
But yeah, so that's that. Wii Sing Encore. Apparently it's good.
Apparently
it's not. I've been told. Then we've got another Wii game. Mary King's Riding School 2.
Pass.
So a horsey jumpy game.
Horsey jumpy game, that sounds fun.
Yep.
Strategic Command World War 2 Global Conflicts is also coming out. This is a World War 2 strategy game.
Yep, I've currently got it sat on my desk.
Yeah, maybe one day we'll review it.
I need to play it. So that's a strategy title. I'm not entirely sure what kind of strategy title. Because I haven't played it yet.
Nope, we'll tell you what it's like later.
Yeah. Then we've got Empires of Steel, which is a turn-based war game.
Yep,
which
Empires is also of Steel has a cool name, which we also have to review.
Yep.
I Thomas
think
the Tank
I think
Engine game.
We've all got online multiplayer as well as single player.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yep. This is the first Thomas Tank Engine game on Wii and DS. It's coming out on Wii, DS, and PC
Where's
as well.
Where's the 360 version?
Only those three.
What?
So you get to...
I'm buying it unless it comes out on the Xbox.
Race your engines, toot your whistles, and complete activities. So it's meant mainly for really young kids. So there's as well as...
Really young
as
kids.
As well as racing trains, you can also, like, paint pictures of Thomas. And there's, like, little things like finding parts of trains to fix them.
Yeah, Gordon fell over. You have to fix him or something.
But yeah, so that's Wii, DS, and Windows PC only. Apparently it's coming out... Because it's Thomas and Friends, Hero of the Rails. Apparently there's a little film coming out.
Fun.
I'd imagine a straight to DVD film kind of
thing. Yeah, there's also whatever the hell this is.
Adventures to Go. I hadn't seen it before. It's some
DS game,
Japanese
is it?
PSP game.
Oh, PSP. Fun.
Yeah. So it's a little RPG. I'm guessing... Well, it's a strategic grid-based one, which are never really my favourite. But it's only... They only had it on the Play website as well. So this might be like the kind of game that if you manage to pick it up, you have it and you won't find it anywhere else because it'll have probably quite a small limited release as I hadn't heard of it before. So that's a PSP only game. Of course you have to have a PSP to play it as opposed to a PSP Go because it won't be coming out on the PSP.
Yep, Theatre of War 2, Kursk 1943 is also coming out on Friday. This is a strategy game with a heavy focus on tanks.
Yep.
Set in the Battle of Kursk in 1943 in the USSR.
Which got Paul excited because it's a tank game.
Well, not only that, but it actually has fairly decent graphics.
That's sat on my desk as well, by the way.
Yeah, we have to review that at some point. So yeah, obviously an RTS game. You can zoom right in, look at the units. They don't look too bad considering some of the games we've had to review lately have had rather poor graphics. So this actually looks quite cool. It's got over 60 different units in it. Like I said, tanks, I mean, the Battle of Kursk was a big tank. I mean, it's famous for the largest tank battle in history, and that's what it's, you know, famous for. So that's cool. Online multiplayer as well, I do
believe. Up to 8 players.
Yep.
That's teams as well.
Yeah, so that'll work similar to, like, World in Conflict. Which is cool. Except, of course, World in Conflict was ridiculous. Oh, yeah, Russians invaded with one boat. And we hit a whole army on the boat, and it invaded America with the one boat. Oh, God, the stupid storyline is like Red Alert 2. Oh, look, they're sending airships over to get us. And they only notice them when they're on their shore. You know, wouldn't they have noticed them 6 months ago when they just crossed the Atlantic? Jesus Christ. Yeah, oh no, an airship's coming to attack us.
Let's watch it come close. And not use some anti-air.
It's flipping. It's like, yeah, the crazy Russians managed to surprise the Americans with airships. No offense, guys, but like, you would see the air. They'd be crossing Europe for 6 months, crossing the Atlantic for another 6 months. You'd have some warning they're coming. Ah, stupid storyline. So yeah, this actually looks like
Paul's interested. He saw it and he was like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, it's historical. It's not going to be stupid, over-the-top World in Conflict or Red Alert rubbish we have to put up with. So that'd be cool. Obviously, the Germans lost, but that's cool. They did.
Okay.
So well, the Battle of Kursk was like the big last German offensive. After that, they were just being pushed back, basically, all the way to Berlin.
So that's all that's coming out this week. There's quite a few things.
Yep, quite a few things out this week, including Gamercast episode 212. Which you are listening to right now.
That's true.
Fun.
So, yeah, you can leave any feedback on the website, gamercast.net.
Gamercast.net. Feedback at gamercast.net. Twitter.com/gamercast.
YouTube.
Facebook.com/WD562. Blah, 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 blah.
Just search for Gamercast. YouTube.com/gamercast. Spell out dot net.
Steam group as well, get on there, then you can see when I'm playing TF2 or Alien Swarm.
Yeah, you can play
and you can
TF2
get your backside
Paul.
On. I'm also on Battle.net, paul@dismortal.net. You can add me on there and you can see me kick your backside.
Have you logged into StarCraft 2 yet?
Have I logged into StarCraft 2 yet?
Since we've
I've been
back.
Playing it.
Oh, were you playing it today?
No. I've logged into it. I haven't played anything yet since we've come back. Why?
Are you still in gold?
Of course I'm still in gold.
Okay.
I'm relatively decent.
Okay.
Yeah, feedback at gamercast.net to send your letters, because we didn't have any letters this week.
Yeah.
Send us Sonic. Use the forums as well, portalforums.net. All opinions of GamerCast staff are of their own and not blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, even if you just want to tell us what you're playing at the moment or anything like that, just send us letters in.
I'm thinking of doing that segment because we are getting light on the ground with letters, but I mean, there's
no one bothers doing them anymore, because if they're listening to them, say, while driving or train.
Hang on a minute. Bob Mann, I know you're out there. Get your backside on your computer and write us a flipping letter.
Which, because they're not on a computer usually when they're listening to it, most people I know.
Bob Mann.
So then they can't.
Chili Pants Mafia. Oxlow. Sean.
Gary.
Steven. Yeah. Stephen. Who else do we get letters from? Let's just quickly look at some of our past letters. Blah, blah, blah.
We had one from Sean.
Some guy called Timothy Wayman.
Sean.
Yep, Sean, Joel, Matt, Nick. Hey, Bob Mann. Bob Mann last sent us a letter in March. Come on, Bob Mann.
Jeez, Bob Mann, get your act together.
Some guy called God. some guy called Adam Clough. What's he doing sending me stuff? Oh, this was back in June last year when he would email me his show notes.
Wow, I love his email address.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is Adam's ridiculous email address. He signed up for Gmail, right? And he didn't realise you could use Gmail or Google Mail, because in Britain it's always been Google Mail for some trademark reason. And his email address was www.adamsmail.com. And it's like, why did you put www. in front of it, Adam? He's like, yeah, so, yeah.
We like letters.
Yeah, I like letters. Send us a letter. Else we'll have to start manufacturing our own. Dear Paul, you're fantastic. I love you every week. Please, can you do more episodes too? Thank you. Yours sincerely, your best buddy, Bob. Man. See? Now you're going to have to write us a letter, or else I'm going to read that out. Yeah, Gamescom's this week, isn't it?
Yes, Gamescom. Officially starts Wednesday for trade and press, although there's also press conferences going on the Tuesday, and the conference finishes on Sunday.
Yep, we might have a special GamesCon episode if there's enough news released.
Well, there's a Microsoft thing,
so,
and a Sony one.
If there's enough news released, we'll do an extra episode this week as well.
Yep.
Because, I mean, well, to be honest, this episode's only half hour long anyway.
Yeah.
Just like last week was only half hour long. We need to get Adam on again so we can just blabber on about nonsense for half an hour.
I don't know. I'm sure people like it when they're nice and short.
Well, yeah. That guy. What's his name? Knight of Bane. Always said we should do shorter episodes. Hey, Knight of Bane, write us a letter. See, I know these people who write letters to us. I know you're out there. Yeah, subscribe to us on Zune as well.
Yes.
Review us on Zune, or even subscribe using iTunes and give us a favourable one there, and then start using Zune. Yeah. So we'll catch everyone
next
week. If not during this week, then next Sunday/Monday, like normal.
Yep. See ya.